If you've spent time in New Orleans, or if you watch the TV show Tremé, you may know about one of the most idiosyncratic customs of that highly idiosyncratic town. The Mardi Gras Indians are social clubs, African-American social clubs that take on the names of fictitious Indian tribes with costumes and rituals and their own special expressions. It's a tradition that goes back to the 19th century. In 1976, a record came out that brought this music of the Mardi Gras Indians to a wider audience for the first time. It featured all four Neville brothers and an all-star New Orleans backing band. The record was called The Wild Chapatulas, and this year it was entered into the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry. We've got three experts to tell its story.
And if you don't like what the big chief said, you just shock move me out here.
My name is Jan Ramsey, and I'm the founder, publisher, and editor-in-chief of Offbeat Magazine in New Orleans.
My name is Big Queen Rita, Loretta Dallas. I'm the queen of the Wild Magnolias.
My name is Cyril Neville, and if you don't like what my big chief says, you can jock a move me out here.
Get my brother.
When I was growing up, all I wanted to see was the Indians.
The Mardi Gras Indians are African Americans who are dressed in exaggerated Native American style. And I mean lots of brightly colored feathers and sequins and beaded suits. And it's really an amazing phenomenon.
A lot of the things that happens in New Orleans is you are born into it. You don't just choose it. That's a tradition that's passed down from one generation to the next.
The Neville brothers had an uncle whose name was George Landry.
His nickname was Jolly because you never saw him with a frown on his face. He was, as far as I'm concerned, a giant. And one of the people who put New Orleans culture on the map.
When I met Big Chief Jolly, was at his Indian practice for the Wild Chapatulas, which was on Chapatula Street.
The album that they put together was a tribute to Chief Jolly and the Wild Chapatulas. It took some of the music and the chants of the Mardi Gras Indians to a much more of a general audience.
What makes that record really a true classic is that's the Meters, the Neville brothers, and the Wild Chapatulas on that record. You know, it's like the whole thing about the Indian thing on that day is that you coming out to meet other Indians. And it's like meeting another nation. So every dignitary in that nation has to meet his counterpart.
We have Spy Boy, Flag Boy.
The Spy Boy would meet the Spy Boy. The Flag Boy would meet the Flag Boy.
I'm a big queen, I'll meet the big queen.
And it was all about nobody could get past these guys to get to the chief.
Indians coming from all over town. Big chief singing, gonna take 'em down.
By the time it got to the chief's meeting, it was this frenzy that was going on that you knew things could go either way.
And what it really is when you meet that particular person is like you showing off your costume, okay? You're talking to them, letting them know what gang you are. And then you dance a little bit. They got tambourines. They got the bass drum. And then they'll shake hands. And then that tribe go one way, the other tribe go the other way.
Our uncle, you know, like I said, he was an icon. he wasn't just Big Chief Jolly to us. He was Big Chief Jolly to everybody in the 12th Ward, the 13th Ward, all the way up to the 16th Ward. And everything from the way he talked, the way he walked, the clothes he wore, and everything was, you know, something that you wanted to pattern yourself on. I've heard my brother Aaron even say that that was the same thing with him. He wanted to, you know, like at one time I wanted to be Aaron. He at one time wanted to be Jolly.
When the Mardi Gras music come on in Mardi Gras season, that helps you at night while you're sewing on your Indian suit. And it motivates you. It keeps you pumped up.
I mean, it's really a way of life. And the music culture of New Orleans came together on that Wild Chapatulas record.
That was Cyril Neville of the Neville Brothers. We also heard from Big Queen Rita and Jan Ramsey. The 1976 album Wild Chapatulas was entered into the National Recording Registry this year. Our Peabody Award-winning series on the registry is produced by Ben Manila and Devin Strolovich from BMP Audio. And you can hear lots more of those stories of American musical icons at studio360.org.